In this week's Cotton News Line, two cuts. Both cuts are Peter Friedman, Executive Director of the Agricultural Transportation Coalition in Washington, D.C. This is Cut 1. Start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Over the course of the last 15 years, our ability to deliver dependably has been challenged by ocean transportation difficulties, prices, and so forth, but even more so by congestion at the West Coast ports through which all the products, particularly cotton, move offshore to the Asian markets. Railroad service and truck service limitations have also posed some challenges that keep us from being able to always dependably fulfill foreign orders. And to the extent we can fix those problems or get government attention to those problems, we can restore our ability to once again and continue to be the dependable global supplier.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Congress is going to be, within the next 2 years, writing the new Transportation Act, which funds all our transportation infrastructure in this country and will address rail transportation as well. You got a construction of highways, of bridges, of port access, tunnels, all the things that facilitate the flow of commerce by truck, by rail, even by barges. And in view of that upcoming legislation, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is conducting a national study of all transportation sectors and all importers and exporters, and they looked to the Agriculture Transportation Coalition to pull together a group of agriculture exporters. Cotton, of course, is one of the premier U.S. agricultural exports. They are major volume exporters. They are significant leading members of the Agriculture Transportation Coalition. We are able to convey the agriculture export view and environment to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which is going to include this in their report to Congress and hopefully impact the allocation of federal resources to transportation infrastructure that will not only help the importers, the big box importers, the Walmarts and Kmarts and so forth, but will also help U.S. agriculture because we have quite different needs.